Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face. It's me, Bree, your host. Let's talk about social media tactics. Okay? I'm going to attempt to help people, you know, if they listen to this, on ways that are things that you can do or may happen on social media that can benefit or hurt your business or even your, you know, personal life or whatever have you. Just general tactics of things that people do on social media. And one of the first things I want to talk about is blocking. Okay? There are multiple reasons and situations where people block people on social media. Now, it's fucking comical because, I take that back. It's funny because back in the day, when I say back in the day, like before social media or before social media became a presence in the business marketplace, you couldn't block people you don't like. I mean, like, you couldn't do that. Like, it's physically impossible, you know, not unless you get into restraining orders and crazy shit like that. But literally, like, if you went to school and you had somebody that would not leave you alone, you could not in real life block them. So social media has created something that is not physically real, but is still very real. Social media has created an experience, a different way of living compared to how people of my generation and older were brought up. Now, let's get into the business aspect of it. So, if you choose to not recognize the fact that businesses, legit, very successful, a lot of money, are running off of strictly social media, you're going to get left behind. It's just like not accepting AI or Bitcoin. You're going to get left behind. More and more businesses are solely operating on social media alone. You literally have influencers making a couple of hundred G's a year. Like, okay? So, will this phase and change with anything in life? Sure, of course, absolutely. But to not recognize that it's here and that business is treated as business or should be treated as business, whether it's on social media or not, you're going to get left behind. I had this obstacle, this hump to come over in my defamation suit because a lot of people, and attorneys are kind of real kind of old school. You've got to be old. Law in itself is old school. Regardless, this is why you constantly have to change it. This is why we have change. We have, like, protest, and we have things happen to change the law because life changes. I mean, if we didn't have people stand up to slavery, come on now, if we didn't have people stand up for other rights or other things, like, we would still be stuck back in the day. But whatever, I digress. What I'm getting at is because businesses are solely ran on social media now in 2025, legislation and law needs to change regarding defamation, slander, etc., because social media has made it so easy. It's created an entire different world where people can literally say and do whatever they want. Now, before now, probably mid-20-teens, okay, it wasn't that big of a deal because having a business on social media is not the same 10 years ago as it is now. It's a lot different now. Again, I just said you have influencers whose sole livelihood is making a video. Okay? So the legislation needs to change to adapt to that. And this was one of the hurdles that I had to overcome because, you know, imagine sitting in an attorney's office and going, hey, Joe Blow said this on the internet and it's affected my business. And they go, okay, well, that's not, who cares? Did they say it in real life? That is real life. Okay, well, the law doesn't really, it's really hard to, you know, in North Carolina, it's very hard to win a defamation suit. I don't think you understand. North Carolina, it's very hard to win a defamation suit. The list of attorneys that would not speak to me was 10 times longer than the attorney that finally helped me. I had to go through two other attorneys to get to my third one. And the only reason why was, whatever, I digress. Saying it in real life, if I walk outside this house and I go outside and I say, Joe Blow steals. Nobody heard that. It literally affected no one. Joe didn't know that I said it. Any potential customers of Joe didn't know that I said it. Now, let's take that statement and let's put it on the internet. It's there forever. Even if you say it and people see it and you remove it, you still made an effect. It's just like having a car crash and you leave the site. The crash still fucking happened. The damage is still done. And it's there for people to see. They see it. What I'm trying to get at is, and then right now you have like what is considered a safe spot for these platforms, Meta, which is Instagram, Facebook, pretty sure TikTok rolls under this, Snapchat, or all of these social media companies. There was a law passed where they kind of have a little safe ground where they can go, this is not my problem. We're not responsible for what other people publish. And that's bullshit because they wouldn't be able to publish it unless you were available and your company was here. So that's why you see the availability to have like copyright infringement reports, trademark reports and things of that nature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But hopefully, I wish that I had the means to attempt to change the legislation because I know the hurdles that I went through. Like, I'm literally sitting here going, my business is strictly online. And it was strictly online. We had no, like, it was all online. I mean, yeah, you could come over here, but they didn't. It's like, you know, it's hilarious when you talk to people like, okay, well, did you have any foot traffic? No, sweetie, that's not my market. Like asking if you have grown adults at a daycare. That's not the market, dumbass. Anyways, I tend to digress kind of bad. I've got ADHD, whatever. Back, let's come back around to tactics that people use on social media and specifically blocking. So in real life, you cannot physically do this. On social media, you can block people, okay? And I think it's horseshit that these platforms will go, you just block them so that you don't have to see it. Okay, well, that doesn't fix what they're saying. That doesn't fix that. These platforms, these companies basically go, oh, not my problem. It's like the rain and dirt going, we didn't make mud. Yeah, you did. Whatever. The better that you are able to understand why people do what they do, Okay? Take your attention off of the fact that you've been put in a situation where you kind of can't do anything and you're like in a corner. The better that you can understand why people choose to do this type of stuff, the better the way that you can handle it. So, I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios of why people block people. So, number one, the first scenario would be actual basic protection. Okay, let's say that you have a relationship with a person. Y'all were friends prior. You interacted on each other's pages. You were whatever, a romantic relationship or a friendship or family. Everything's cool. And then something happens and you guys, something happens. Okay, you have a disagreement. You break up. You move on, whatever have you. And let's say one person isn't happy about it and they literally won't leave you alone. I mean, message you, bother you. I'm talking days. Because I'm the type of person that'll let shit slide. Like, I'll let a couple of days slide and then I'll flip out. But whatever. So let's say this person just won't leave you alone. You got a psycho stalker or whatever. Or no, take that back. They're upset and they just won't let it go. And you can block them. That's a protection block, right? Okay? Totally legit. Makes perfect sense. Okay? Now, number two. Let's say that you're in business, just like me. And you've got somebody who you've never met. You've never spoken to them. But they're watching you. And you see them watch you. Because I check my stories. I'll be the first one to tell you. I will check my stories. People will tell you that. I will check my fucking stories. So don't show your face. Because I'm gonna confront you. I particularly had this one guy. I'll use this as a perfect example. He's checking my stories. And I post a lot of stories for the most part. But for one period there, it was a lot day after day. And he would constantly check my stories. Every hour, on the hour, every day. And at some point, after a certain amount of time, I'm going to introduce myself. It's almost like having a brick and mortar building and somebody is staring at you from outside and not coming in. Actually, in real life, you probably would only let that last for 5 minutes. But on social media, you'd probably let it last a couple of days. Whatever. I send the person a message and I go, hey, hi, nice to meet you. Is there anything I can help you with? They ignore it. They look at it. I love this. I love that you can see when people see things. They look at it. And they don't reply. But they continue to look at my story. That's creepy as fuck. I don't care who you are. It's creepy as fuck. It's like having somebody stand outside your window and stare at you all day long and you finally go outside and go, is there something I can help you with? And they don't speak. We gonna be calling the cops, girl. Like, that's some psycho shit. So, he never replied. And I think I sent a couple more messages. I was like, hello? So we blocked him. Because I don't, you're not speaking. You're watching and you're not speaking. Bye. Blocked him. I have also had situations where I sold something and this person tried to get one over on me. She tried to say something was wrong when something wasn't. And I profusely just kept, you know, like, you can only message somebody and talk to them so much. No solution was working. Non-solution wasn't working. Arguing wasn't working. Agreeing wasn't working. Nothing was working. Finally, I literally just told her, I said, I'm blocking you now. I have to block you. I have to block you now. For your own sanity. Okay? But again, all of these scenarios have actual interaction with them. They have some type of interaction or something physically that's happening, okay? And I had a particular situation happen a couple of weeks ago that is a great example for people, and I'm going to use it, and I hope it can help somebody to understand things. I'm thankful that I can think a little deeper when I see stuff versus other people, because if you don't think deep enough, you'll look like a dumbass. Anyway, so I had this particular person Well, back up. So, I asked a very normal question in this group. Very normal, like completely just nothing aside from what anybody else would ask. Probably more normal than what most people would ask. Very general. And everybody kept commenting this particular person. So it's just like if you are new to a town and you walk into a Walmart and you ask the worker, like, hey, where's the best place to get coffee? Or can I have coffee in here? They'll go, you need to go see customer service. Or you need to speak to this person. Or yeah, you need to go to this place. So these people chose to name this particular person. Cool. Okay. So I'm going about my life. These people keep naming this person. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, you know, maybe I need to speak to this person. I don't fucking know, right? Like, I'm the one asking the question. And they're nowhere to be found. Okay, well, maybe they don't have a social media. Maybe, I don't know. Fuck if I know. I don't know. Like, I didn't, I literally don't know. So, anyways, the next day, again, I am minding my own business. I am asking a normal question, minding my own business. I am not bothering a soul. And this person who I'd already had issues with prior decides to insert themselves into this. And they state that this particular person that everybody's naming has me blocked. Okay. Now, this particular person could be anybody. She's not special in herself. It's just, I want to use this as an example. So we'll just replace her with a random guy in California. Okay. So this random guy in California, they say that this random guy in California has me blocked already. Red flags just start popping off left and right. So, sorry. So, this random guy in California has me blocked. We do not know this person. Never spoken to this person. Never, did not even know they existed until I asked this question, right? Okay. Well, I started to do a little bit of kind of research and figure out, okay, well, they're friends with people, and the horse community is small anyway. So I'm like, okay. And I just got through with, literally earlier this year, winning a defamation suit, all this drama, correcting all these lies, like literally lie, truth, like going through all this stuff. The girl posted an apology video. She retracted her statements. Like, I've gone through all of this stuff. So I thought, okay, let me just send this guy a message. I don't want, if there's something that I need to clear up or I need to fix, I have no problems doing that. Like, I don't have an ego. Like, we don't, like, it's all good. We don't want drama. I don't want drama. And if I can correct it and fix it and avoid it at all costs, I will absolutely do that. So I sent this guy in California a email and said, hey, look, this was said. I don't know you. So if I need to clear up, like, is there a fake account? Is there something I need? I would want to know for sure. Like, I would want to know. Not only to not let this other person look stupid, because she ended up looking dumb, but just in general, like, nobody wants unnecessary drama. We got too much shit going on in life, baby. Like, we, like, nobody wants this. So if you meet somebody that's, like, willing to just be like, yo, is everything okay? That's cool. This person, let me tell you what this person does. They post the email. All these people are laughing, which is even more concerning that anyone would remotely think that's funny. But then they block me, they have me blocked, right? We're talking about blocking. They have me blocked and they post this and they do all this stuff. Now, this is what this tells me. There's no reason for this person to have blocked me. So, if there's no reason, there's no interaction, you've literally taken a shoe and laced it up and slapped it on the internet. You grabbed an accusation and just totaled yourself. And what you told me, I don't know about anybody else, but what it tells me is that you were watching me. You were watching me, and you were either supporting a false narrative, stating a false narrative, or you were your friends with somebody else who has gotten you like on their side as far as something against me or something of that nature. And and you know, this is kind of what like the funniest part about it. I don't know if anybody else sees this, but when you get lost in the attention aspect of social media, you lose who you are. And so even though it was all fun and games at that time for her to absolutely just, we're not going to get into that. My mind still can't understand how somebody think that that's behavior is fucking okay. And the people that condone it, like, whatever. Have people that literally make a killing just off of social media alone. From my own experience, it was really hard to kind of explain to people that as far as defamation and slander is concerned, that, because you have two kinds. You have what's spoken and what's written, okay? And back in the day before social media, written would be newspapers, letters, even email. And what's spoken is just out into the world, right? I could walk out of this house right now and say that Joe is a thief. Joe stole $5 from me and didn't deliver my hats, right? I could walk outside and say that, or say it right now. It would not affect Joe in any way, shape, or form. Would it be defamation? Yes. Did it affect Joe? No. Nobody heard it. Nobody would know that I said it. Written kind of holds a little more ground because it's there forever, especially on the internet, and especially in a media format. So in a newspaper, it's there forever. Forever. Social media, it's there forever. Even if you delete it, it's there. It still was there. People take screenshots. People take pictures of it. It's there. Okay? It's, the damage is done. It's just like having a car wreck, but leaving the scene. Your windshield's still busted out. Right? Okay? So it sucks to not have anybody attempt to hold these other parties accountable, like social media platforms, like Meta, Snapchat, TikTok, or whatever have you. I don't really know about TikTok, but I just will focus on Meta. They can literally go, this is not my problem. Now, copyright and intellectual property concerns, you have what's called the digital Millennial Act, where it's a lot easier to have copyrighted things taken down with less of, you would have to go through hoops and fire and shit to have something like that happen. You would literally have to file a suit, or you'd have to file a suit through the copyright office. But now this act makes it easier for you to submit something to somebody and be like, hey, yo, this is my work, you need to take it down. Because, side note, when it comes to like lawsuits, again, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a paralegal, you need to do your own research, but this is common sense what I'm fixing to say to you. It looks better to give a notice and you have to give somebody an attempt to correct themselves, okay? When it comes to like civil lawsuits, defamation, even certain breaches of contract and things of that nature, even with copyright notices and things, you have to give that party a chance to say, hey, look, this is not right. You need to fix this. Then you have more of a legway to move forward. It's just like with my lawsuit. Like, people don't seem to understand. We gave that girl so many fucking chances. We did not want to sue. Like, we obviously did not want to fucking sue. But when somebody pushes you in a corner, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Anyways, whatever. Whatever. Copyright's the same way. Perfect example. I had a design up for sale. And thank God for the Millennial Act, because they sent a notice and they took it down. And I was like, yeah, my bad. Absolutely, take it. I didn't know, you know. You can do so much research on trademarks and copyrights and still miss something. That's somebody that's at least trying, but they just made a mistake and they just didn't know. Now, if I refused to take it down, then that would be a problem. But, of course, we took it down. So, anyways, that's a good thing of being able to get a notice first. Same thing with a civil lawsuit. Same thing with defamation and stuff. You go, hey, look, I'm going to give you a chance to fix yourself before we go to court. Because the court don't like it if they see somebody that frivolously just wants to use their shit. Like, the Cardi B lawsuit's a perfect example, okay? I do not know who told that woman it would be a good idea to sue, but it was not. She literally had nothing. Nothing. You had a scratch and you want $24 million for what? And I'm kind of glad Cardi went to court with it and kind of did what she did, even though she probably lost a lot of money. She damn sure did. There ain't no telling how much in attorney fees they both have to pay. But it doesn't look good on you to frivolously use the court system to your own prevail or whatever you're trying to do, just like with that lady. So that's why it's always good to give somebody a notice. Even in the state of Florida, before you sue for defamation or whatever, you have to give them a 10-day notice. You cannot file suit unless you give a 10-day notice in the state of Florida. And North Carolina, it's not said that you have to, but I highly suggest that you do. So people make fun of cease and desist that I have sent, but I know I'm doing the right thing, and I know that it was good for me when it come down at the end of the day. So that's another thing. Y'all got to stop believing shit you see on the internet. Take me out of the equation. Just take me completely out of the equation. As far as informational purposes, you're going to look stupid if you just believe shit. Anyways, what happened to giving a fuck? Legit question. What happened to giving a fuck? Is it not cool to care? Is it not cool to be respectful? Is it not cool to give a shit about other people? Like, I feel so alone in this thinking that I'm confused, because when I talk about it, people agree, but when it comes down to it, they don't do it. Literally, the girl in Charlotte dies, stabbed in the neck. This random fucking piece of shit. Okay? And a man in a gray shirt gets up, looks at her, and she's like this, looking up at the guy that just stabbed her in the artery. That's why she died so quickly. He looks at her, looks at the man, and goes after the man. There's another person two or three seats down leans out and just looks. I don't know if they can't see. I want to think that maybe they couldn't see. I hope that that's the excuse. Okay? Then another lady directly beside her. This pisses me the fuck off. Directly beside her, looks back, gets up, and walks off. All in this time, this girl falls and just bleeds out on the fucking floor. Nobody asked her if you were okay. Nobody screamed for help. Nobody said anything or did it. I am beside myself that this is where we're at in a society as people. Take the hate crime out, the race out, the guy, girl, wipe, all of that. None of that has anything to do with this. A man killed a woman. He shouldn't have been on the streets. And nobody did anything for this girl. There is a clip, actually, of somebody reaching down. I can't find the whole video. And then another person is recording it. I can understand wanting to record it for evidence purposes, but that would have been the last thing on my brain. You are recording this girl dying instead of giving her some type of fucking humane essence as she dies. And I made a TikTok about it, and the amount of people that agree with me was crazy. It was so many people that agree with me and that were just as upset as I am that this happened to this girl. And it's even more sad because she was fleeing war in another country. She was literally a walking, breathing example of the American dream, and that's how she left this earth. I am just completely devastated. When did it become okay? And then here's the kicker. Somebody actually had the audacity to set up a GoFundMe for this disgusting fucking human. You mean to tell me that you are condoning this shit? Okay, so we'll read some of the comments. It's not. All right. I've cried so much for this girl. Can't even imagine what she felt the last moments of her life, sitting there alone, taking her last breath. She must have been so confused, scared, afraid, and alone. No one to hold her hand and let her know she was going to be okay, or at least give her the warm comfort of making her feel she was going to be okay. The world sickens me to my core. We are allowed to have immigrants. They can go through the right process. They want to be a part of our country, but they don't deserve justice because it doesn't fit a narrative. She was so innocent. She just chose the wrong seat. She needed help and love. Why is he getting more sympathy? A GoFundMe? Why don't we have psychiatric care? Had he been placed in a hospital as he should have been, she'd still have a life. The judge kept letting him go free. Otherwise known as bystander empathy, it describes the tendency of individuals in emergency situations to avoid getting involved when there are others present who could help instead. I will say this. I can understand hesitation to protect oneself, okay? So in this particular situation, let's say if a gun was involved and somebody's got you at gunpoint, you can kind of sit back and like take control, like, see what's going on with the situation. You don't necessarily want to move too quick or not quick or whatever. Like, you just have to see what's going on. In this particular situation with this dude and this knife and this girl, I honestly believe there was no way for anyone to actually stop it. It was so quick and it was so like just, there's no way anybody in any fathom of a seat could have stopped it. And I could understand not wanting to. I do. I can absolutely, totally understand that concept. Because you don't want problems yourself. And you don't want issues yourself. Because this person obviously has problems. The guy that murdered her has problems. So you don't know what this person's going to do, right? Here's my question. Here's my thing. After he got up and he stabbed her, he walked forward, looked back. He looked at her. Then he walked forward, stopped again, and then went up front. In that time span, why did nobody, like, they saw blood dripping from his, there's blood dripping. And why did nobody speak to her then, during that time frame? Why did nobody, like, because it was a knife, not a gun. I'm not lessening. I'm not like, it was a knife, not a gun. Multiple people could have actually jumped him and held him down. At least two of the guys I saw could have done it. Just off a build. Soul build that I saw. Whatever. There, it can't bring her back. But what's really more sad about all of it, like just what is mind-boggling to me, is that we are now in a society where it's okay to be mean. It's okay to not give a fuck. Even in my own personal situations that I have encountered on the internet myself, I have seen people just become absolutely ruthless and not give a flying fuck, and they think it's cool. You think it's okay to hurt people for no reason? Let me get this straight. You think it's okay to post screenshots and lie and run your mouth and do all kinds of shit on the internet to hurt other people? You now think this is okay because it gets you some type of attention. And I think that is the disconnect as to why in society we have motherfuckers sitting on a train looking at a stabbed girl and not doing anything. Like, when did it become cool to not give a fuck? And it is more worse. That's not the right way to say that. And it is worse with social media because it's magnified and it can spread even bigger than if it was real life. You know, before social media, if you had a high school bully, you only had to worry about them in high school. That's it. And people have trauma from that. The only time you had to ever have worry about your bully was when you were in school. When you're out of school, you didn't have to worry about them. On social media, they're there always. Always, at any point in time. Even if you have them blocked, they can say shit and run their mouth. Right there. Social media is different than reality, yet it's still reality, but it's also a social media reality. And I think that's going to be the problem. That's going to be the obstacles that are going to, legislation is going to face in the future, because you are going to continue to have, as more and more people and businesses are strictly done off of social media, you're going to have more and more instances where that type of stuff is going to be needed. Even like back to my particular situation, my business is strictly on social media. And there's literally no laws except old school defamation to help me out here. And people chalk it up. Well, you just shouldn't care. You should just move on. This one lady, I'll never forget it. This one lady sat here and she said, why don't you just block him and move on? I guess that's easy for you to say because you don't have to deal with it, do you? She wouldn't say that if it was her. I'm not one to cause a stir. I don't want to cause problems, obviously. I try not to by addressing them head on. But if you remotely think that this has to do with politics or race, you are the problem. This is a girl. It doesn't matter what fucking color she was. This person died the way that she died and what went down. That's what's of concern. It doesn't matter. None of the other shit matters. Basic humanity is like, I have no idea where it's at. I would like to find some. It really makes you second guess. Being a good person. And what you were taught to be a good person. It really makes you second guess that. Because what's the point? This girl minded her own business. Was working. Contributing to society. And the bad guy is getting sympathy. The bad guy is getting praise. The bad guy is getting, oh, well, excuses, a GoFundMe. Are you serious? Like, do you see yourself? It kind of reminds me of the discussion that I had a couple of weeks ago with these people. That had the audacity to argue with me. About a discount in cash. So I'm just going to make this real simple for you. Okay? I'm going to make this as simple as possible, right? Hold on a second. We'll use these, okay? We've got, this thing is made up of X number of things in here. We'll call it fake money, right? Okay? So in my business, little backstory. So in my business, we'll offer a discount off of an order in the form of advertising or a sponsorship, right? And people were actually arguing with me that this wasn't cash, okay? So let's say that you pay for your order, right? Here. You give this to me and I take it. Yay, thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to buy a sponsorship.